This is Season 7, Episode 3 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to do 55 episodes this year, half the episodes before the regular season Thursday night opener between the Bills and Rams, half during the season, Weeks 1 through 17. Very quickly, we will only be recapping and sending out thank yous Week 18. If your season-long league is still playing in Week 18 of the NFL season, fire your commissioner or get yourself in a new league, because the games are compromised. Your championship should not be determined by any game played in Week 18 of a season-long league. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship, originalhooters.com. And we will have one small gathering at Hooters this year. They have hosted draft parties in the past and other things. We will have, I think, a watch party, I think is what I'm going to do. I changed that. They've given me freedom to do what I want. I do have one thought. Maybe we'll make that this podcast, so we'll talk about Hooters a little bit here. One thought based on your feedback. And I've given out the email for right now. It's right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. I know in the past we've had a fantasy-specific email. Right.todd@yahoo.com is an email I use for the Todd Wright Toddcast, which is non-fantasy content. But for right now, if it's fantasy-related, you can email me at right.todd@yahoo.com. I'll let you know if that changes. So for now, let's make this today's podcast here for Episode 3. As part of the Hooters sponsorship this year in Tampa Bay, they did not specifically ask for a draft party, which they have hosted very well in the past prior to the pandemic. It was as a result of the pandemic that they continued their sponsorship, which I was very appreciative of, knowing fantasy football was still going to be played. But they said, you know, we're not into large gatherings of people who don't live in one household at the restaurant. I get it. All right. We're 2 years later and a lot has changed. But they just said to me, it doesn't need to be a draft party. So the first thought I had was, well, we'll do a watch party. But we would do it. Hooters obviously fills most of its restaurants. For as long as Tom Brady is quarterbacking the Bucks, they're going to be able to fill their restaurants, especially for a primetime game that the Bucks are playing. And for people that don't have Amazon for some of those Thursday games coming up, they might need to go to Hooters to watch the game if they don't have Amazon Prime. So we wouldn't do it for the Bucks specific. We'd pick a good game. But I have another thought, and it'll be based on your feedback, all right? Because I'd like to meet some of you who live in the Tampa Bay area, who listen to the podcast, who love fantasy football, who maybe have sent me emails in the past, and who don't play necessarily in the fantasy leagues. We could do just a Q&A. Some would call it a chalk talk. It would be one of those where I would say, all right, this particular Hooters location on this night at this time, and we'll do it for about an hour. And look, I'm not in a hurry to get out of there, but I think an hour is enough. And, you know, let's have some food and drink. And I cannot provide that, but I will make myself available to answer questions, to engage you in conversation. You know, for all the years that I did radio broadcasts, I thought the idea of the remote was flawed. And let me tell you why. The idea of a remote broadcast brings attention to the business. They're the ones paying for the remote. In case you didn't know, just like Hooters here. They want me to make one appearance, and they want me to bring some podcast listeners. I'm happy to do that. It's an easy ask. So Hooters is basically paying for this remote, We're not going to sit down and do a podcast, but you still know they're traditional radio station remotes, right? Whether it's a sports talk show, music, yeah, they're doing call-in, stop by and see us. And it's a little awkward sometimes when the listener shows up and the talent is unapproachable, maybe because they're on the air or they're busy doing something. The talent should always be nice to you, but I put so much effort into the show. I hope you, as always, appreciate my honesty. When I would do remotes, and I haven't done them in a long time, these are remote broadcasts, not appearances. During the break in my show, I needed a frickin' break. I've been talking for 15 to 20 minutes. I want the break to have an actual break for my brain, my voice, and make sure I'm ready to do the next segment as best as I can. And if some really nice listener is standing there waiting to talk to me the minute that I'm off the air, there's no break. It's tough. It's part of why I didn't like doing or just asked to not do remote broadcasts later in my career, because I didn't think it was fair to me and I didn't think it was fair to the listeners because I couldn't give them what they wanted. Now, an appearance is totally different. So in this case, yeah, I'm all yours for this if we do it this way. Now, if we do a watch party, it's the same way. But maybe, and again, based on feedback, if you want me to set something up prior to most fantasy football drafts, so we would say in the next 2 weeks or so, right? We would announce this maybe a week in advance. So we'd have to move on this. So again, your feedback is encouraged at write.todd@yahoo.com. I'm offering to make an appearance. You cannot pick the Hooters location. In the end, I would pick that, the location. But I'd be happy to come out and we just kind of talk fantasy football. I do a bit of a chalk talk. I answer questions. I get your feedback. It'd be good for me to see what people are thinking on certain players, anything you've heard in a previous podcast. Something like that. You know, and it doesn't need to be a lot of people. If it's, you know, a few tables, that's fine. I'm not a more the merrier person. But we can do that instead of a watch party during the season once everybody's already drafted their fantasy teams, although it's fun to hear who they wish they hadn't drafted. Should I trade this person? Should I acquire this person? Should I cut this person, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks in? We can do a chalk talk. We can do a Q&A. I can come out and just talk fantasy football with some of you on a night to be determined by me and Hooters, where it's not necessarily that we're watching a particular game. Again, Hooters and I cannot provide you with free food and beverage, but I can make myself available. And it would be at a Hooters location. And unlike a radio station remote where there wouldn't be any awkwardness, I'm not on the air that night. I'm there to talk to you. You're my primary concern. And I want to make you happy and I want us all to have a good time. So we'll leave it at that. If that's something you'd be interested in, and of course, yeah, I know people listen to this podcast all around the country and all around the world, and I very much appreciate that. Obviously, this is something in person and local to the Tampa Bay area. If you're interested in that, sort of a pre-draft chalk talk, get together at Hooters on an evening. I would want to do it in the evening so it wouldn't cut into my golf schedule. The damn rains are cutting enough into my golf schedule this time of year. It happens every year at this time. But I would want to do it in the evening. So if you're interested in that, give me some feedback. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com, because I want to make sure I take care of Hooters for their sponsorship this year. And if a pre-draft Q&A chalk talk for an hour or so is of interest to enough of you, then we'll do it. If it's not, then we'll just get some of the podcast listeners, some who play in the my fantasy leagues, the podcast league, the non-podcast league, and others to show up one night, and we'll do a little watch party, and we'll have some fun with some fantasy slash props for some prizes. But yeah, if it's a pre-draft Q&A, chalk talk, there would be no admission charge. No, you have a check you have to pay. You have a bill you have to pay to Hooters for your food and drink. That's it. You're not paying me for anything. I would look forward to that. So give me some feedback, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Next episode of the podcast, we'll talk about why I do old school in-person live drafts. That's in the next edition. I'm Todd Wright. Thanks for listening.